Okay, today's daf is Krisos, daf Chav Gimel. And we are on the Mishnah. We'll start with Chav Beis and Mabeis. Ha'isha Sheheviya, as we continue here in Perek Dam Shchita. This is the last daf of the fifth Perek. And then we get into the sixth Perek, Hamevi Asham, as we head in towards the end of the Perek, end of the Masechta, which is only six Prakim. Okay, so we'll get there by the Shem in the next couple of days. But we'll start off with the Mishnah, which talks more about Sveikos. As we know, we've been talking about Asham Talui the last couple of Prakim, and we continue now in the Mishnah. Ha'isha Sheheviya Chata Sa'of. A woman who brings a chata sa'of. Why? Because she's not sure whether she is had a baby or not that is machayef her to bring karbanos, right? A yola. This brings a keves for an ola, and that's not a problem to do with a safek baby. It's al tanai. It'll be a nedava. The problem is the chatas. The chata sa'of, usually chatos cannot be brought al a safek, but that's the special chiddush din of yoledes and chatas ha'of. By chatos ha'of, that is different, and that is even brought al a safek. Just to remember the psukim in Parshat Tazria, which talk about the karbanos that a woman is owed. And again, every person, every woman, right, who has had a child has to bring the karbon, and they're mechuyev, right? Zov, zov, yoledes mitzora, one of the mechusrei kapara. So the pasuk says, uvimoti mei tara leben olabas, tavi keves ben shenoso leola, uben yona otar lechatas. El pesach leboid al kohen. It's the first pasuk in Chumash, right? The keves, a sheep for an ola, a ben yona or a tor for a chatas. Right, so then it says, "If motim sayada de se, if she can't afford a se for an ola, so then she can bring two torim or two b'dayona, one for an ola, one for a chatas." Right, well, Yola, this is one of the karbanos that goes by level of financial bracket that allows for someone who is a doll to bring a less of a carbon. So anyway, so the Mishnah says, "So isha sheviya chatas sa'of, a woman brings the chatas sa'of." And then she finds out exactly whether she had a child was mechayef her to bring a karbon, or she finds out that she did not have a child, and what she had was a miscarriage that was not mechayef her to bring a karbon. So im atchelo nimlaka noda lasha yolda vadai, if before malika is done on the karbon, that of course that's malika is parallel to the shechita, if before she finds out that she definitely is chayev this karbon to tasad vadai, they just keep going. Why? Because shemi minchi mevi ala vada ala hoda mevi ala hoda, it's the same karbon. Whether it's a chatas of a bal safek, it's not like something changed. It's not like an asham tali becoming a chatas, as we will see. It's a bird that she brought for safek. It's a bird she brought for vadai, and therefore it's the same carbon. So just keep going. Good. But let's say if it was after Malika, that could be a problem, because then at the time of the Malika, beginning of the avoda, so then the kavana was for a different carbon, and therefore. We'll see what the issues are there. And again, if a karbon, let's say she finds out that she was not chayiv a karbon, and it's after the malika, so then malika was done on an animal that she didn't have to bring, and it was chulish chudu bazara, and malika was done instead of shechita, and there could be a nevela, right? And therefore, if somebody is not chayiv a karbon, unless there was a chatas is not baba nedava, right? And therefore, there's a halacha chatas of all safek. You bring it. It's not eaten, but you bring it. But once a person finds out that I was not obligated, it couldn't have been nedava, and as we know, if malika is done, so then one is allowed to, partake of the bird, because malika is not allowed for shechulin, right? We know that the Achronim's question, Rabbi Yosef Engel has this in the Asvin Daraisa, generally malika, as we know, a kohen is allowed to eat, right? A chatas ha'of, vadai, a kohen eats. The Mishnah says in Maseches Vachem, ein l'mizbeach el adama. Only the blood goes from the chatas ha'of, everything else is eaten by the kohen. So a kohen is allowed to eat after malika sa'of. Is that because it's a nevela, but he's allowed to eat it? Or is not even a nevela? Right? Because usually, if I do malika on a of chulin, that's a nevela. It's as if the animal died without a proper shechita. But the Torah says that I do malika to a karbon of, and the kohen eats it. So is that because this is its malika? I'm sorry, this is its shechita? Or it is not considered, or it is a nevela, but you're allowed to eat it anyway, right? And that's the question that Rabbi Segal puts together in the Asvin Daraisa in the first piece. All of the non-shechita acts, why do they have the status of shechita for other halachas, for oso ve'esbino, for related. That's the one that he's talking about here. The seer mishtalayach tchiyaso latzuk zuhi shchitaso. V'imshachto imo bo bayom aser letchosa latzuk. Davi kishochei osav espino b'yom echad. Right, seer mishtalayach. Again, you're shechting another carbon on Yom Kippur, but let's say for a chola. But seer mishtalayach, is that a shchita? The tchiyaso latzuk. Egla arufa arifasa zuhi shchitasa. Do you say that? Chulin daf yed zayin nechira bamidbar. Before they had the mitzvah of shchita. Nechira bamidbar zuhi shchitaso. Right, so all of that. Lafizeh yesh lama bepshitus tohu adin ba'ov kadshim bifnim melikaso zuhi shchitaso. Do you say that malika is it shchita, and therefore kiddushin Torah mitzvah shchita chilkosa? When the mitzvah of shchita was given, there were different parts to the mitzvah. By chulin, it's this way. And it's from the neck and with a knife. And by of kachim, it's this way. Shchita biyad umina oref. Uba midbar diya shchita medachira. Uba aglarufa ubesir adei tchiyas alatsuk. Ulefiza nira. The kamote beshochin chulim mina oref ain't no shchita klal. Kamochin beshochin of kachim bifrim in atzavar. Ain't no shim shchita. Rakataza rosh ba'alma bechulu. And he continues with other nafkaminas. But again, that's in general when it comes to malika. A kohen is allowed to eat from malika. But if we realize that this is not a carbon, so then Malika makes it a nevela, and that would be a problem. So the Mishnah talks here about the Chatas Ov. Now the Mishnah goes into, what about cases of Asham Tali? So even before we get into the five cases that the Mishnah brings up, the Ar Sameach points out that it's not exactly the same. The Chiyav of an Asham Tali and the Chiyav of a Chatas Ha'ov Haba'al HaSafik. Even though both of those cases are in a situation of doubt, Chatas Ov, I'm not sure, a woman's not sure if she had a baby or not, so she brings a Chatas Ov al Safek. Asham Tali, she's not sure, a person's not sure if they did an Aveira or not. So why is that not exactly the same? The Ar Sameach says you just owe it from the Halacha, that if you find out that you actually did an Aveira, so then by the Asham Tali, it didn't work. You have to bring another one. You have to bring a Chatas. While here, by the Chatas Ov al Safek, if you find out you did it, you did it. You did it already. It's the same carbon, as the Mishnah says. If I find out, again, but even the Mishnah's diak is if you find out before Malika, right? Just keep going. Right, the set of Adai, and Rashi says, V'yei achel lakawanim. Right, the Kohen could eat it. But that's the Ha'ara of the Ar Sameach and Hilchos Shkagos, that even though the Mishnah links the two, it doesn't mean it's exactly the same. And he's explaining a diak and a Rambam there in Hilchos Shkagos. So I'll just read the line that's pertinent. The Chatas Ha'ov, every line is pertinent, but the line that's pertinent for us right now. The Chatas Ha'ov, ein sveiko levad mechaivo b'chatas kmo Asham Talui. It's not stam mishum the safek. The sham, because by an Asham Talui, im yisvada shechata, tzarech lohavi chataso mi min acher, kispa o se'ira. V'hava aso, hichiyev bifnei atzmo lohagei min ha'yisurim. Kol zman shelo noda. As we learned and as we will learn, Asham Talui is a special, it's just for the Safek interim period. And once I find out Vadai, it no longer suffices. And remember we said before, if it's forever, if it's a Safek that will never be answerable, then I don't bring the Asham Talui, right? Because it's not temporary. Aval Chata Sofa Bala Safek Shemahu Chayiv Vim Nodalo Shachayiv. Let's say after he brings the Chatas Ov Ba'al Safek, a week later he finds out that the woman finds out that she was Vadai Mechuyeves. Eino Tzarech Lahavio. You don't have to bring another one. Shekvar Hevio. V'kol Ava'aso B'Safek Eino Rak Lahotzi Mechiyuvo Imhu Vadai Mechuyev Chatas. So it functions differently. A Chatas Ov Ba'al Safek is also taking care of the Chiyuv Vadai if there is one. And therefore, you don't have to bring another one. And again, it's not only, maybe that's why the Torah says it, it's not only because it happens to be the same carbon. It is the same carbon, the same animal, because that's its essence. That's the conceptual message and kapara that it's achieving. That's why the Torah has it as the same one. It's not like an Asham Talui. Asham Talui is a purely chova for the interim period. It's not connecting at all to the kapara for the chiyavadai of the chait. For that, you have to bring a different one. That's why it's very different. It's very different And he says, this is why how I explained other Gemaras. But again, this is that's a crucial difference, right? The Gris also has a piece about Chatos of Aval Safik being different. But again, that's just the evidence. The evidence points in that direction that there's a difference. Asham Tali, I'll have to bring a Chatos Vaday, right? Asham by Chatos of Aval Safik, I don't have to bring another one. And it's not just because that coincidentally it's the same animal. No, it's on purpose the same animal because it covers the Chiyuv, even if I don't know about it. Even I don't know about it at this moment, the Chiyuv Vaday is covered. That's the Or Sameach Sa'ara in Hilchos Shkagos in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis. Okay, so now we get into the five cases of the Mishnah. Five cases having to do with Sveikos. We had earlier already in the Mishnayos. What if I did an Avera? I'm not sure which one it was. So we're going to relate to that also. But now it's going to be a little more multi-layered because we're talking about Mi'ila. Mi'ila is chayev a carbon asham if I did an avadai. And chelev, that's chayev a, or nosar, that's chayev a chatas if I did it on purpose. Right? Remember, that's the first mission of the Masechta. Right? Reviewing all of the chiyuvim of kares, which translated to chatas as well. So case number one. Chaticha shel chulin v'chaticha shel hektish. Regular case. I have two pieces of meat in front of me, right? Let's assume, like the days that we had earlier about ikve isura, chaticha achas b'shei chatichos. So one chulin and one hektish. Achal achas man ve'eni yodea eiz ben achal. I don't know which one I ate. I ate one of them, putter, so the Tanakhama says, that one is putter in that case. Why? As we'll see. Because hektish is mi'ila, which is a chayav carbon asham. And the Tanakhama we had earlier holds that vadai asham does not create a suffik asham talui. Only a vadai chatas creates an asham talui. If I would have done the avera b'vadai, I'm chayav chatas, then at b'suffik I bring an asham talui. By all of those chatos listed in the Mishnah back on Daf Beis. But the few averosh, asham gezelos, asham me'ilos, asham shivcha charufa, right, those three averos, if I did it b'mezid, I'd be chayav an asham, not a chatas. So according to the Tanakhama, which we had in the previous Mishnah, right, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Kiva Machayev al Savig Meila, Rabbi Kiva says Chayev, and the Chacham say not. Chacham say that no, Asham Tali is only brought on Chiyuve Chatas, we pass him like the Chachamim, Pater, and that's the Tanakhama here. Pater in this case because Safik Asham Meilos is Pater. Rabbi Kiva Machayev Asham Talui, as we learned in the last Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva is Machayev and Asham Talui in that case because he's Machayev a Safek Asham. Good. According to Rabbi Akiva, the question gets off the ground to compare it to Chatos Ha'of. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the Asham Talui is the same carbon as the Asham, Vadai. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the issue is a little more tricky, right? The Or Sameach's point that we just made. By an Asham Talui compared to a Chatos is a different animal. Right, Chatas is an Akeva, right? While according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the same. So there you could talk about, again, Asham Talui, and then translating that into an Asham Vatai. Okay, but what happens if then, Achal HaSashniya, if then I eat the second piece of meat, so now for sure I ate the Hektish, so maybe Asham Talui. So then I bring an Asham Vatai. Then I bring an Asham Vatai because I definitely did the Avera, Lechora, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Right, Rabbi Kiva also does not say it's like Chatos Ha'of. Achal Echad Es HaRishona. Uba Acher V'Achal Es HaShniya. What happens if two people are involved? This is going to be the case of Machlokes. One person ate one piece ate the other piece. So each of them are in a situation of Safek Asham Me'ilos. So, Zeh Maybe Asham Tali, Zeh Maybe Asham Tali. Dive Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva says they each bring an Asham Tali. Because, again, the Tanakhama says, Patur. Because Safik Asham is not Chayav and Asham Talui. The Rabbi Akiva says they each bring in Asham Talui because each one of them has the Safik. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnehem Evian Asham, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnehem Evian Asham Echad. No, Rabbi Shimon says they bring one Asham between them. One Asham between them. What does that mean? The Avera of Asham Me'ilos, the Avera Me'ilos was done. You just don't know by who. So they both bring the carbon, one carbon, and Rashi, Bishutfis, and they bring it as a partnership. The Yomar, Zelaze, Imachalta, Chaticha Shal Kodesh, Yechelki Machulcha. If you ate the Hektish, then my Chelik is Machul, it's your carbon, and you're bringing the Asham. And the opposite. And if I'm chayiv, then your chaylik is machul to me, and I bring it. The Shibuk Betas adds here in the Chidushin in the Hashmatos, this is nechshav enough a yediya, right? For Rabbi Shimon's view of the chiyuv, you need a yediya sachet. This is enough of yediya sachet. We know one of us did it, and we'll make it the Tanai. And that is what is allowed. That is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, as we'll have throughout this, the cases in the Mishnah. So again, Rabbi Akiva says, they each bring an Asham Tali. Rabbi Shimon says, no, they each bring one Asham Vadai. And they make the Tanai about if it's yours, it's yours. If it's mine, it's mine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Shnai may be an Asham Echad. Rabbi Yossi says, two cannot bring one Asham. Rashi on top, the less late Tanai be Karbanos. You can't make a Tanai when it comes to Karbanos. Ela im kidivrei chachamim peturin. According to the Chachamim, Safek Asham Ilos, your potter, no carbon. Vim Kediver Rabbi Akiva, Kalechan maybe Asham Tali. And according to Rabbi Akiva, each of them brings Asham Tali. You can't make a Tanai when it comes to carbonos. Let's just do one more case, and then we'll talk about this concept, which comes up in every case. But let's do another case number two. Chatichas chela v'chatichas chulin. Right, the first case was hektar shechulin. So chatichas v'chatichas chulin. So now I'm a regular case of safek chatas. Right, so achal achas beavediyadei is main achal. Maybe Hashem Tali, according to everybody, bring Hashem Tali there because that's a safek chiyuv chatas vaday. Achal asashnia, maybe chatas. Once I eat the second one, now I'm Vada chayav achatas. Remember, the Hashem Tali doesn't help me. That's just megan al yisurim in the interim. But now I have chayav to bring a carpet chatas, vadai. Ochal echad as arishona, uba acher v'ochal as ashniya. What if two people were involved? Then we're just same case as the first part. Zeh maybe Hashem Tali, zeh maybe Hashem Tali. Each person did a safek chatas vadai. So that's the regular. That's the case, right? That's why the words of Divrei Rabbi Akiva are taken out here. Because even the Tana Kama would agree to this. This is a regular case of safek chatas vadai. And therefore, everyone would agree in that case. Rabbi Shimon, the Shimon Kubetzes here has the Girsa, if you look in Oz Gimel, in Oz Beis, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zem Mevi Asham Tali, Vizem Mevi Asham Tali, Im Hachatas, Kach Pirish Harav, Rabbi Ovadia. Then each one would bring an Asham Tali with the Chatas, in this case. Right, why is that? That's a good question. Some say it's a questionable girsa. Why would you bring a chatas if you just don't know? Okay, but just keep that, that's a day in the shita, and the achronim have trouble with it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shnei mevim chatas achas. Same as we said before. No. You know vada, the aver was done, you just don't know by who. So, they both bring together one chatas vadai, and they make the tanai. Rabbi Yossi Omer, em shnei mevim chatas achas. No. Two people don't bring one chatas. Just like he said, two people can't bring one asham. Two people can't bring one chatas. So they each are back to the state of they each did it. So they each just bring an asham tali. Right? Each brings asham tali. That's what Rashi says on top. Chatas achas, fourth line. Ubitznai kideprishes. Aval asham talui maisi kolechan ve'echad mishum chadichas achelev. Right? Each one brings a asham talui because each one of them is a suffix whether they ate it. That is number two. Okay, let's stop there for a minute and talk about this issue of tanai, right? The machlokas tanoim, whether you can make a tanai by a karban. So that's a specific context. There is a general question about tanai by mitzvos. So karban might be better or worse. Karban you need bilus on. So a karban is it easier to make a tanai by bilus or is it harder? Bilus has to do with ownership. So you can make a tanai by ownership if it has to do with the inimaminus. So maybe it's easier by karbanos. Or no, it has to do with kapara. So maybe kapara is something more personal. So maybe it's harder to make a tanai by karbanos than by other mitzvos. Where do we have a tanai by karbanos? Though there are many examples given by mitzvos. So there are various examples given. Probably the most famous example about a tanai by mitzvos is the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer by the Seder. Right? The case of is getting close to chatzos. And I realize that there is no way that I'm going to eat the afikomen by chatzos. And I want to be machmir on v'hatlo rechal kamocha, and my wife made a beautiful meal, and, you know, I know it's a chumrah to finish by chatzos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. So, lomaisa, we try, but if not, then many gedolei haposkim say that, don't worry about it. So you can go past chatzos. But let's say I want to be machmir l'chadchila, so Avnei Nezer has his famous tnai. Arachayim, Simon Shin Pei, Aleph, where he says, if you're not sure what to do, so right before chatzos, take a gezayis of matzah and make a tanai. If the halach is that I have to finish everything by chatzos, then this is my mitzvah. This, what I'm about to eat, this is my mitzvah. And then, his chiddush, is it another chiddush, al-gabe chiddush, the isser of eating anything after afikomen only continues during the zman of afikomen. So, once chatzos hits, there's no more isser of eating after afikomen if the first piece was afikomen. So therefore, you make the tanai. If this is the mitzvah, if after it is finished by chatzos, this is my mitzvah. Then you wait till chatzos, then you eat whatever you want, and continue the seder for another 2 hours, and then at the end you eat another afikomen, another piece of matzah, and say, if this is my afikomen, then if the halacha is till the morning, then this is my mitzvah. That's his chiddush. Okay, nira ladina demand amar ena pesach nechal ela ad chatzos hu adin matzah. That it's only till chatzos, yeh l'shem afikomen, v'yamtin anachar chatzos, v'yochal sudaso, v'yachar kach yochal shenis afikomen, v'yotzei mimanavshach. In malachah rav lezman azariah, dar chatzos yotzei afikomen rishon, and after chatzos you can eat whatever you want, v'yalachah zang rabbi Akiva, that you have till amud ha-shachar, yotzei afikomen hasheni. Right, that's the Einfall, the chiddush of the Avnei Nezer, which all the Achronim discuss, all the Achronim, since the Avnei Nezer, only been 100 years, but since the Avnei Nezer, this has been a big discussion in the poskim. And the first question is, can you make a tnai when it comes to a mitzvah? When there's a chalos, so then we say, fine, you can make a tnai. Kiddushin is a mitzvah, according to many we've shown him, you can make a kiddushin al tnai. So if there's a chalos, so then maybe you can make a tnai, at least certain cases of a chalos, but not all. But you can't make a tnai. The Gemara talks about tnai by chalitza. But the question is, can you make a tnai by mitzvos in general? So where else does this come up? If you want to look, Rav Asher Weiss has a number of these sources in his Haggadah, on page Shin Yud Ches. He talks about a tnai by mitzvos, and he's mafakpek about this discussion. Point number one, because it's not so pashut. You can make a tnai when it comes to mitzvos. Where does this come up? The Beis Yosef in Simin Taf Pei Tes. By the case of Sviras HaOmer, I'm davening early, semi-early. I'm not sure if I'm going to remember to daven to count Svira. So can I count Al Tanai in a B'di'evet time period, and that later on, if I remember Bavadai during after Tzeis, I'll count again without a bracha, right? So can one do that? Hamispala Arvis Matzibur Bein Hashmashos. The nachon she yispar itam sviras haomer below bracha, or the opposite, do it without a bracha the first time. Vim yiskar yachshav yispar bibracha lachar zizakachavim. Right, the Beis Yosef says the sphere, the first sphere, is al tanai. The Magen Avraham says, interesting chiddush, they're a tough paytas. The Magen Avraham says maybe it depends if mitzvah tzrichas kavana or ain't tzrichas kavana. If you say mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then maybe a tanai could work. That's part of your kavana. It makes a difference. If ain't tzrichas kavana and it's automatic, so then it doesn't matter if you make a tanai. Tanai can't work. You did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. Right, I say Kriya Shema in the morning because I'm not sure if the Tzibur is going to make it, if they're going to make the Zman. But I know saying Tzibur in the morning is a B'di'evet, saying it without brachos, without Al Seder or brachos. So I make it tonight. If the Tzibur is going to make Zman Kriya Shema, then what I'm saying now is should just be Liman HaTorah. But if the Tzibur is going to miss it, then this should be my mitzvah. Does that work? Can you make it Tznai by mitzvahs? Right, you can make it, if you put on tefillin, this tefillin mitzvah should only be a mitzvah if blank. Right, so some mitzvahs we think, it sounds like silly. What do you mean? You're doing a maisa mitzvah, how can you do that al tanai? But other times, if you're doing it in a b'di'evet situation, the post can talk about it. But again, this is the discussion of the of this issue. Somebody, the Sholem Eishev has a tshuva. A person is not sure if they have wine in their house. So they're in shul. But they're in shul. So I'm going to make a tanai, you know, whether I'm going to be yotzei havdalah in shul. But if I have wine in my house, then I'll do it again at home. And I'll do it myself. Again, all of these cases are examples of mitzvos al tanai. Again, at the end of that piece, and you get into the issue of, just one other, the Gemara says that shlichos and tanai go together. Remember the Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Dalad and the Svar of Tosfos there. But you can't do many mitzvos ayde shliach. So maybe, does that mean you can't do those mitzvahs al tanai? Does that really go together here? At the end, the Minhag Olam, right, the Minhag Sasher himself says also, you know, you could do like the Avnei Nezer. L'chumra, you know, the chumra can't hurt because Baker didn't, maybe you could even go past. He says, Kozek asati lola haka ba'alachazu, ela kadiliyashi min hagan shal rabim gedolim. Mikol makom nir, dem shasat chak, kasher karva shas chatzos, chazil et starif im eisas Avnei Nezer, lechol afikomen al-tanai. But again, this is, our case is about a carbon al-tanai, which might be better, which might be worse. As we said, this is not an average, mitzvah al-tanai. Could be better or worse, depending on the kapara element, the bilus elements. Okay. That is all case number two. Again, this issue of tanai is going to come up in all the cases, but now we're up to case number three. Chatichas chelev v'chatichas kodesh. So now the first cases were I had one mutter item and one usser item. Now I have two usser items, but for different reasons. Chatichas chelev, that's an iser kares and a chiyuv chatas. Chatichas kodesh, it's hektish, it's shuman, it's kosher fat, right? It's not chelev. So says the Gemara here. So achal achazei v'edidei zmein achal. So I ate it. So I'm chayev safik chatas vaday, safik asham vaday. So what is the Tanakhama going to say? Right? Maybe Ashem Tali. You bring an Ashem Tali. Forget the Me'ila, because the Tanakhama holds that you're not Chayiv an Ashem Tali for a Suffolk Ashem, Chiyiv Ashem, but the Chatas. I'm still have a case of a Suffolk that I ate the Chalev, and therefore I'm Chayiv an Ashem Tali for that. Achala Sashnia, what if I now ate the second piece, and now I know I'm Chayiv? Two Karbanas, maybe Ashem, maybe Chatas, Vashem Vadai, because I did the Aveira of Me'ila, and I did the Aveira of Chalev. So therefore I'm Chayiv two Karbanos. Achal echad es arishona, uba acher va'achal es hashniya. Each one of us did an avera. We just don't know who did what. So zeh may be Hashem Tali, but zeh may be Hashem Tali. These bring an Hashem Tali, according to the Tanakhama. Right? Because now it's because of the chelev, and nothing because of the hektish. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and again, Rabbi Akiva there might say, maybe two Hashem Talis. Right, because it's each one did two sveikos. Again, the Gemara here does not quote Rabbi Akiva here. Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah does not quote Rabbi Shimon. Omer Shneim maybe in a chadas v'asham. Rabbi Shimon says again, no shutfis. They each bring a chadas, they each bring an asham, and they say if you did this aveira and I did that aveira and you make it tonight, Rabbi Yossi Omer ain shneim meviim chadas v'asham echad. No, you can't bring it together. Can't bring it together, as Rabbi Yossi says. As Rabbi Yossi says here, good. Continuing. Oh, the Rashi, I knew someone said it. Rashi. Zeh mevi mishum chelev, v'bohalo polig Rabbi Akiva l'chuyve shnei Hashem was tuluyin bahen. Right? Theoretically, you would have said that there should be two Hashem talis. But Rashi is meir that Rabbi Akiva would say not. Why? L'fi she'en kan ela avera achas. Sofei chelev, sofei kodesh. Even Rabbi Akiva agrees that you did one maisa avera. You're not sure which avera you did. So even Rabbi Akiva would hold that you could be cover it with one Hashem tali. One Hashem Tali. You only did, each person only did one Aveira. Right? Especially if we talk about it like an Hashem Tali just prevents you, protects you. So you only need protection of one. You just don't know which one. But either way, the Hashem Tali can protect you. And therefore, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that you're only Chayev one. And Rashi's Diak Lechore is that the Mishnah did not say any different Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Good. That is, case number three. Case number four. Chatichas Chela v'chatichas. Chelev Kodesh. You know you vadai did the Aveira of Chelev, but one of the pieces also was Hektish. So vadai you did Chelev, Safik you also did Mi'ila. So achal achas mehen many days, mehen achal, maybe chatas, you bring a chatas, because you definitely did Chelev. And according to the Tanakhama, that's all you have to worry about, because it's Safik Mi'ila. Rabbi Kiva Omer Af Hashem Talui. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you also bring an Hashem Talui, right? Because as we know, it's Safik Mi'ilo, so Rabbi Kiva says, you're Chayav an Hashem. Achlas Hashnia, if I then eat the second one, maybe Shnei Chatos, Chatos V'Hashem Vadai. Then the Tanakhama would agree. You bring two Chatos, you did two Averis of Chelev. Again, it has to be in two Ha'alamos, right? Because if it's one Helam of the same Avera of Chelev, then Lachor, I'd only bring one. Two kezesim in the same helam. So lachor is in two ha'alamos, and of two, that's the chelev, and one asham vadai, because that is, I definitely did the avera of mi'ila. Achal echad asash rishono ba'acher v'achal asashniya. If two different people ate it, so then each one of them did the avera of chelev, zeh mevi chadas v'zeh mevi chadas, and the other one, nothing. Rabbi Akiva Omer, zeh v'zeh, maybe an asham tali. They each have to bring an asham tali also, because of the Safek Ashamos that Rabbi Akiva holds brings a carbon. Good. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zeh Mevi Chatas, Zeh Mevi Chatas, Vishem Meviim Hashem Echad, you do it together. They each did the Aveir of Chelev, so that's their own carbon, but they each bring an Hashem together. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Shneim Meviim Hashem Echad. He says again, they do not bring an Hashem together. Fine. Case number five. Last case. Chatichas Chelev, Vechatichas Chelev, Nosar. So it was case four. One, it was Chelev. One was Chelev. hekdish. So one was chatas, one was chatas and asham. Here, one is one chatas, and the other one might be two chatos, two averis. So one's chelev, no sir. Achal achaz beyan ve'inu yodea ezem yan achal, mevi chatas, v'asham tali. Chatas, I vade did chelev, and then asham tali, because I have a suffix on the other chatas. Achal atz ashniya, mevi gimel chatos. If I did the other one, I did chelev, and no sir. Achal echad as arishona, uba acher v'achal as ashniya. Two people involved. So zeh may be chadas v'asham tali, v'zeh may be chadas v'asham tali. They each bring their own karbanos. Reb Shimon Omer, zeh may be chadas, zeh may be chadas. They each did chelev, v'shnei may be in chadas achas, and they each bring another chadas, and peshutfis, and their mochel to each other, as Rashi said earlier. Reb Yossi Omer, no. Reb Yossi again says, you can't bring it together, but here he generalizes. And this is the line that we alluded to earlier in the Masechta, that there is one time that Reb Yossi says you can bring a b'shutfis. Right? Not normally, but by Yoledes. Reb Yossi Omer, kol chata shiba al chait, ein shnai mevienosa. Right? If two people cannot bring a chatas haba al chait, because, again, kapara element and the personal aspect of the chatas, right? In all these cases, we didn't ask the question. According to Rebbe Shimon, who does the smicha? Right, who does the vidui? What they both do? They do the smicha and the vidui al tanai also, l'chari yes. One animal, they both put their hands on, and they both do the vidui. Just in case, I might have sinned. You know, that's it's also part of Rabbi Lezer's, part of Rabbi Yossi Shita could be that can't be done b'shutfis. Right? Chait, just like you bring one carbon per avera, it has to be very specific, per person. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, any chatas, abal chait, two people can't bring it. But what's the diuk? If there's a chatas that's not baal chait, like yoledes, so then it can be brought al safek, and that's what Rashi quotes the Gemara we had back in the first parak on Dav Zion. That Rabbi Yossi agrees in a case of chatas shelo baal chait. Good, these are the five cases. Amalei Rava Lerav Nachman. So Rava says to Rav Nachman about case number two. Case number two, what was case number two? Chelev and Chulin. Chelev and Chulin. So what did Rabbi Yossi say there? Rabbi Yossi says, Chelev and Chulin. Rabbi Yossi says, two people can't bring one chatas, so you can't combine. So in that case, each person will have to bring an Asham Tali. Each person will have to bring an Asham Tali. Fine. Good. Unless he ate both of them, then he don't have to bring a chatas. L'Rabbi Yossi, chatas hu delo maisu shnehem. Rabbi Yossi says, in this case, that each one of them ate Safik Chelev. They don't bring an Asham between them. Ha Asham Tali maisu shnehem. Could they each bring an Asham Tali between them? Is that the diuk? Rabbi Yossi just says they don't bring a chatas between them. They bring an Asham Tali between them? Or Maisu Shneim? Or even each one of them would bring an Asham Tali? Hana Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi Yossi just like the Tanakama Shita? You can't bring a chatas between them. So they each have to bring an Asham Tali. That's what the Tanakama says. Is it the same Shita? And if you want to say the Nafkamina is, as we said earlier, Ikva Isura, that one chaticha between two chatichas, maybe that's the nafkamina. Vatanya. And Rabbi Yossi would say, pater? The answer is no. Vatanya, you have a fair price. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Zem, maybe Hashem Tali, Zem, maybe Hashem Tali. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, they each bring in Hashem Tali, and therefore, they both still have the same shita. Right? Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama, what's the difference? Amalei, how come Ashlan, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi? You're right. Rabbi Yossi is the Tanakama shita. When Rabbi Yossi says, you can't bring it together, he's knocking out the previous shita of Rabbi Shimon. You can't bring it together. I'm not saying a new shita. The first shita was me. But it's just explicating that the Tanakama is Rabbi Yossi's shita. Yossi shita. Good. So some of the achronim connect that sometimes the Gemara asks this, so what's the chiddush? Hayinu Tanakama Rabbi Yossi? Chayev Adam Alomar, not Lashon Rabo. Chayev Adam Lahagid Davar B'Shem Amro. Right? And therefore, now we know who it is. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi fulfilled that maimar. Good. Chatichas chelev v'chatichas kodesh. Chatichas chelev v'chatichas chelev kodesh. Chatichas chelev v'chatichas chelev nosar. Right? This is quoting case 2, 3, 4, 5. Right? This last case. Amalei Rav Lerav Nachman. So about case number 5. Again, what was the case number 5? They're each chelev. One of them might also be nosar. One of them might be two chatos. V'leisi nami asham vadai. De nosar de kodeshu. Isn't nosar also a carbon? And therefore it should be mi'ila too. The isser of eating nosar is not just an isser kares and chatas, but it's also a carbon, mi'ila. What happened to that aspect of it? Amar le, de les be shava pruta. there isn't a shava pruta's worth of meat. And therefore, me'ila requires shava pruta. Right? That was one of the rayas that we spoke about, how me'ila is not just a din of bizayon hektish, but it's gezel, because there's a shear. A pruta. Pruta is always financial, monetary. So here too, that's what could be mitzarif lizman meruba. So it's less than a shava pruta, and therefore there's no iser of me'ila. Or at least there's no karban chayiv me'ila. V'ameikara dispa shava pruta askina. But it has to be that we are originally talking about a case where there is a shava pruta. Tiktani ashem vadai. Because case number three spoke about being chayiv and ashem vadai. So isn't the Mishnah talking about a case where there is enough for me'ila? The Gemara says, Amar lei, we'd rather not say that the case is different. The Gemara says, Amar lei, hahi chaticha delo nosar huavet, hi shava pruta. The piece that wasn't nosar is worth a shava pruta. And that's why, it would be, chayiv in that case. What does it mean, lav nosar is shava pruta? Nosar, Rashi says here, I'm sorry, Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom says here, aval ika kazayis nosar, I'm sorry, I missed the you know what? Let's leave it for a second, because it's going to come up in a minute too. So I'll mention it. Rabbi Nageshim here says this relates to the Isser Hana'a of Nosar, and therefore, once something is Aser Bahana'a, maybe it's not worth a Shava Pruta, and the other one is called a Shava Pruta. But 1 second, didn't we have the Mishnah earlier? Remember the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel? You could do one achila and be chayav five averus. So one of them is nosar. So you see, nosar is considered worth the shava pruta and you could be chayav a carbon for it. Right? Yish ochel achila achas diktani bei nosar, viktani mevi arba chatos v'ashem echad. So you see, it's ashem echad. You see, nosar, even though it's asur, it's still called having value, shava pruta. Omer lei. Two answers. Hahiba gasa, v'ahiba daka. Are we talking about a nice, large, plump animal? He ate a lot of it, or he ate a little bit of it? What's the issue here? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, when it comes to a gasa, right, a large piece, so then there's gezel hektish and there's hana'a, and that's going to be chayiv me'ila. But if it's a daka, that it wouldn't be worth a pruta, even if it wasn't nosar, inherently, then you're not going to be chayav me'ila for that. So it's a hechi timsi. But Rashi has to add on one line. So fine, we're talking about a small piece that wouldn't be worth a pruta even without the nosar, and a bigger piece. But even by a bigger piece, didn't we just say that once it's asar b'ana, it's not worth anything? So Rashi adds, you're right, generally yisar hanad is not worth, but im ala lo yered. If it had been on the Mizbeach, it would stay there. Remember that whole concept of Klitas Mizbeach. So you see, it's shayach to the world of the Mizbeach. So if you partake of it, you're still, quote-unquote, stealing something from the Mizbeach. That's Rashi's ha'ara here. V'avagav de'isser hana'ahu. If those aser ba'na'ah, kishar kala kachim aser ba'na'ah, but it's just like other kachim that are aser ba'na'ah, shemo'alim b'hem, t'hainami chazi l'gavoa. Why? Shem'alu lo yerdu. Because there is an aspect that is shayach to the world of Mizbeach. It's not like cases, if you remember from Zvachim, of their psul was kodem, psulo wasn't bakodesh. Shaloi psulo bakodesh, meaning it had a problem before it came to the Mikdash, and we would see him alu yerdu in those cases. But it's him alu lo yerdu here. And therefore, it's shayach to the world of the karban, and therefore, that's the difference. Hibagasa, hibadaka. Or the other answer, similar, lokasha, hibi mosakshamim, hachmi mosachama. Yimosachama, things become putrid much quicker. It's warmer out. So that's why it's nosar. A few days later, it's putrid. And it's not worth anymore. Yimosakshamim, it stays cooler, and it makes a difference. There is, I don't know if we've emphasized it, there is another important, answer, to this question in the Tosfos Yeshanim, back on Daf Yud Gimel. Back on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara there also spoke about this issue about Bichayev and Asham. That's the case of that Mishnah that's the Gemara just quoted here. The case of Yerchayev 5. So ask the Tosfos Yeshanim there, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Why? How can you Bichayev and Asham Ila on the Nosar? It's not worth anything. Right? Just like asked the Tosfos Yeshanim, doesn't the same Psachim, if I eat chametz of hektish, I'm not chayav me'ila, because chametz is asur b'hana, so why does nosar make a difference? So, the Tosfos Yeshanim answers, kedushas damim versus kedushas haguf. Wow. Hasam bekedushas damim. So lo nachas alav kedushas aguf. Ukishenasar behana eino shevapruta velo nenem enefesh shevapruta. If something is kedushas damim, so then memela, if it's less than a shevapruta, it takes it out of the world of me'ila. But by kedushas aguf, that doesn't make a difference. That's the Tosas Yeshanim here, again, Yud Gimel Amid Beis. So that is a Tosas Yeshanim that Reb Chaim and Reb Soloveitchik and others liked very much. Why? Because it fits in perfectly to the Chilek that we've mentioned very often about Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Aguf. The two types of ways to be Makdish something. Right? If I'm Makdish my animal, how does it work? And it's answering a Sira. Sira in Baba Kama Ayin Vav and Baba Kama Ayin Tes. If I'm Makdish something, is that called a sale? For mechira legabe dalan vehei, right? Is that if I'm makdish an animal, if I steal it and I'm makdish it, I'm chayav 4 and 5. So two lines of the Gemara. One line of the Gemara says yes, one line says no. Three blot away from each other. How do you answer the stira? Tosas it says, oh, it depends. The one that says it is a mechira, that's kedushas ha damim, and the one that says it's not a mechira is kedushas aguf. So how do you explain that? So explains Reb Chaim, explains a number of the Soloveitchik. So you've got a nice summary of this in the Rishimo Shiurim on Baba Kama. Rav Soloveitchik's Torah on Baba Kama on page Tuf Ayin Tes and Tuf Peh. He has 8 rayas, and number 8 is Tosas Yishanim and Krisos Yud Gimel. Right? What's the Yisod? When it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, how does it become Kadosh? I label it as a carbon. I sanctify it directly. And Mamela, it's a carbon. Kedushas Damim is very different. I label it Mamono Shel Hekdesh. Once it's Mamona Shel Hekdesh, once it's financially belonging to the Beis Hamikdash, Memela Kedushas Chal on it. Right? That's two very different ways. And therefore, Kedushas Aguf, it's still mine. And that's why that's not going to be called a Mechira. Even though it's more intense Kedusha, it's still mine. While Kedushas Damim, no. It first needs the status of Mamona Shel Hekdesh. And then it gets Kedusha. So it's beautiful. That's exactly what the Tosafot Yeshanim says. When it comes to Kedushas Damim, if it's less than a Pruta, it's not Kadosh anymore. There's no more Me'ila. Because step one in its Kedusha is the value. When it comes to Kedushas Haguf, the value doesn't matter. You are Makdash it. So you can violate Me'ila even without the value of Shavah Pruta. Right? And therefore, that's the Raya of Tosafot Yeshanim. Remember many other Rayas. Just mention maybe one other, and that's the Rambam in Arachin. The Rambam in Arachin, which we have mentioned before, the Rambam in Arachin discusses whether if something is already kadosh, could you make it kadosh again? If something is kadosh haguf, could you make it damim and vice versa? So the Rambam says, if something is kadosh haguf, you can make it damim. But once it's damim, you can't make it guf, which seems ironic. Is it kadosh haguf more kadosh? The Rambam's lashon is Hilchas Arachin Perek Vav Halacha Ches. If you're makdish bedek abayis, then you want to make it damim. That doesn't work. Why? Ein adam makdish davar she'enu shelo. It's not yours. It's not yours by kedushas damim because you already gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. Kedushas aguf, it's still yours, and therefore you can be makdish in hekdash ilui, as it's called. Again, there are many rayas to this, but that Tosas Yeshanim to answer this issue that the Gemara asks here. The Gemara here discusses the Chilek, and Rashi discusses how are you ever chayev. So again, that issue, Tosafot Yeshanim says, Kedushas Mizbeach, Kedushas Haguf. Okay. I don't know if we mentioned it then, we'll have to get back to this in Me'ila, the Nesivus in Simen Chavches. The Nesivus suggests maybe there's two different Isurei Me'ila. Two different Isurei Me'ila. By Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Mizbeach, one having to do with Geza, one having to do with Bizai and Hektish. So we'll have to get back to that, but again, that's the Nesivus in the beginning of Simen Chavches in his Sefer. Okay. Case number 5 again. Achal Echad Asarishon of Achulu. So, case number 5 was cases of Chatas and Asham, right, because you have different Averis involved. Amalei Rabbal Rav Nachman Umiyama, Rav Shimon Isser Chalal Isser. Does Rav Shimon agree Isser Chalal Isser? Right, because in all these cases, Rav Shimon says, They each bring a chatas, and then they both bring a chatas, another chatas, right? The case of chaylev and nosar. But how could nosar be chal and chaylev? Once it's chaylev, it's usar. Reb Shimon holds isar chal alisar v'atanya. Reb Shimon omer holchon nevela b'yom kippur in pater. Why? Because it's already nevela, so it's not more usar mishum yom kippur. Interesting. He seems to say if this is true, then he doesn't even hold of an isar mosif. Because Yom Kippur is more Isser Kolel, there's much more included in Yom Kippur than just this piece of Nevela, right? So again, the Rishonim discuss it, right? The Rashi says here, Pater Ayom HaKippurim, because the Israel of Yom Kippur cannot be chal on nesa nevela. Rashi then adds, and this is a big topic, and even if it was nesnavel on Yom Kippur, even if it became nevela on Yom Kippur, still you're not going to be chayav Yom Kippur. Why? Vafilu nesnavel hayom avi yisur ben hashmashos de esmol mishum eiver ben achai. It was ready also when Yom Kippur started for shum eiver ben achai, and it dies on Yom Kippur still. That is a huge topic. Right. Also, again, we don't have time so much, but Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas in Beitza Chaf Heyom Ad Aleph. The Gemara says there that an animal, when it's alive, is Becheskas Isser. Which Isser? And therefore, if you don't know if Shechita took place, it's still Becheskas Isser. Rashi says, Lishitaso, Eivir Menachai. When an animal is alive, it's Asur Mishum Eivir Menachai. And therefore, when it dies, it's still Asur. Tosfos says, that can't be what the Gemara is talking about, because it says it's still Asur. It's for sure not Asur Mishum Eivir Menachai when it's dead. Right, that Isser does not apply anymore. Tosfos says, it's Becheskas Eina Zavucha. When it's alive, it has a chazaka of not being shechted, and when it died, we can assume it's still not shechted, unless we know otherwise. Tosfos says, when you say that there's still a Cheskas Isser, it has to be the same Isser. Rashi there, Beitza Chafei, and Rashi right here, Lishitaso, says, Isser of Eivir Menachai is good enough to be chal, to prevent Yom Kippur from being chal. What's the svar for Rashi? So the Rashba in Chul and Daf Tes says that's the sugya of machzikin me iser le iser. According to Rashi, you're allowed to keep an iser status even if it's two different isurim, going from one to the other. And this is Rashi Lishitasa right here, that the iser of Eivir Menachai was before Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur the animal died. That's good enough. It still prevents the iser of Yom Kippur from being chal. Again, a big topic, but that's amazing, Rashi Lishitasa. Okay, so ask the Gemara. So does Rav Shimon does not hold of Isser Chalal Isser, so why here would you be chayiv another carbon? Amar Rav Shisha is braid to Rav Idi, go into Achal, Kulya B'chalba. We're talking about a case where you ate the kidney and the chalev on it, so it's two different parts. Right? The chalev is the chalev, and the kulya has the nosar. So it's not Isser Chalal Isser, it's just two different parts of the animal. The Kulya B'chalba Nami, Hakoya Leib Isser Olin. But even the kulya, isn't the kidney, isn't there an Isser Asay called an Isser Olin? Anything that is roy to be burned on the Mizbeach has an Isser to eat it. Right? Based on a pasuk in Vayikra, V'cholzor lo yochal kodesh. So if it's supposed to go on the Mizbeach, it's an Isser Olin. So hey chiyasi, Isser no, so v'chay lalei. The Gemara says, v'chi temes firalei, and if you want to say, firalei, Rishimin holds, to no sir Isser chomer hu, v'chay lalei, Isser kal to Olin. This Isser Olin is just an Isser asay. So maybe a los asay of no sir could be chal on it. But what do you mean? Von avela disser kalhu, v'yom akipurim disser chomer, v'lokasi disser yom akipurim, d'chomer, v'chayal al navela d'kalhu. You see from the Yom Kippur case that a chomer can't be chal on a kal. So therefore, we're still stuck. So why in our Mishnah does Reb Shimon seem to hold isser chal al isser, while you see he does not hold isser chal al isser, even an isser chomer on an isser kal? So Ella, the Gemara says, kachim is different. Ella b'kachim, goli rachmana, to asi, Isser chal al isser, right? By kachim is different. You could say Rabbi Shimon holds of it by kachim isser chal al isser, unlike other cases. Ditanya, the Braisa says, talking about a tamei eating a carbon, a tamei person. Asher l'ashem, if a tamei eats a carbon, that is l'ashem, l'rabos esho emurin, to include the emurin. If a tamei eats the fats, then the tamei gets the aveira of eating tamei, not just the isser of chalev. So the emurin koya alayah b'isser olin, or even if it's shuman, right? Is it isser olin? Right, you have to burn it on the Mizbeach. The Chalev Koya Layab Isser Isser Karis. Or if it's Chalev, the Kasi Isser Tumah, Chal Alay. So you see, the Isser of Tumah is Chal on Chalev or Olin. So therefore you see, by Kachim, he could agree Isser Chal Al Isser. Tei Dasha Kein, and I'll prove it to you from another Shita. That Isser Chal Al Isser by Kachim. Ta Rebbe Svir Alay Isser Chal Al Isser. Rebbe holds Isser Chal Al Isser, Vanimi Isser Chomer Al Isser Kal, Abel Isser Chal Al Isser Chomer Low. Rebbe holds that an Isser Kal cannot be Chal on Isser Chomer, Ubikachim Shabin Le Domer, Isser Kal Al Isser Chomer, not Michael. So you see there's a Shita. Rebbe holds that Kachim is different in the world of Isser Chal Al Isser. You have to think about the Svar, why should Kachim be different? Okay, but not for now, but right now it's the fact. Ta Isser Mi'ila Kalhu Misa. Rebbe holds that you get Misa's B'dei Shemayim versus Mi'ila. Right? Not all Tanam hold that way. Right? Rebbe holds that you get an Isser Midei Shemayim. The Isser, switch the Girsa, the Rishash, the others. The Isser Chelev, Isser Chamor. And the Isser Chelev is Chamor, Kares. The Yasi Isser Misa, Chal, Isser Kares. And the Isser of Me'ila can be Chal on Chelav. It's Chelav before Amakdashit, and once Amakdashit, there's an Isra Me'ila also. So you see, from the following, Rebbe holds that in Kachem are different to Tanya. Rebbe Omer, Kol Chelav, Lashem, Larabosi, Muri, Kachem Kalim, Lame'ila. Right? Even if it's Chelav beforehand, it's still subject to Me'ila. Well, Me'ila is Isra Misa, Bidei Shamayim, which is more Kal than Kares. Right? The Gemara talks about elsewhere in Moed Katan, what's the difference between these types of misos? So just like we're suggesting for Rabbi Shimon, that's exactly what Rabbi holds. Good. But says the Gemara 1 second, Vatanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, ain't pigle ba'olin, vein oser ba'olin. Rabbi Shimon holds that pigle and oser are not chal on olin, things that are supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach. So you see Rabbi Shimon holds, even by kachim, ain't iser chalal iser. So what about our Mishnah? Answer, Ela Tano hi aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Must be a machlokas Tanoim about Rabbi Shimon Shita. Tiika da'amri b'kachim isur chalal isur. That's our Mishnah. Tiika da'amri, the other brice that we just quoted, b'kachim nami ain't isur chalal isur. Fine. Olavan da'amri b'kachim nami ain't isur chalal isur. If you hold like that other brice, so kol chelav Hashem ayavilei. So what do you use kol chelav for? Right, Rebbe just used that to include, to teach us isur chalal isur by kachim. So what would you use that for? Mokim le b'vladei kachim. To teach us Vlade Kachim, meaning even if you say Ein Isser Chalal Isser, by Vlade Kachim, that's Pasachas. Why? To Kasavi Vlade Kachim Bahavayasam Yukadoshim, the Chavaya Bahadadi Asu. Right? If you say the Isurim, they only get Kedusha when they're born, so right when they're born, the Isser Chalav kicks in then, and the Isser Kachim kicks in then. So even if you say Ein Isser Chalal Isser, Vlade Kachim can be included. Tosfos says, and even though it's not exactly, important line in Tosfos, not exactly the same by Katshe Kalim, because by Katshe Kalim, Mi'il is only after Zrikas Hadam. So when the animal is born, the baby Shlamim is born, it gets the Isra of Chelav right when it's born, and the Isra of Mi'il is only after Zrikas Hadam. So it's not exactly the same, but still, even before Zrikas Hadam, there's still an Isra Daraisa. That's Tosfos' line. It says, isn't it earlier? It's still an Isser. Okay, let's just start the Mishnah, and then Hashem will have to continue next time. Hamevi Hashem Tali, last parak of Masechas Krisos. Last parak. Hamevi Hashem Tali v'no delo shalachata. If I bring it Hashem Tali, and then I realize that I did not do the Avera. So im Ashelo Nishchat, if it's before it was shechted, so nothing happened yet. So Yetziv Yer Be'eder, so then just let it go grace. It's Chulin. You caught it in time. Caught in time, let it be Chulin Gemurin, Rashi says. Devei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim Omrim, Rechum say no. You have to still let it graze, and it has to buy a carbon with it. We'll have to see in the Gemara what the svar is. Yirachi yistai, v'yimacher, v'yiplu dama v'nedava. Let it get a mum, and sell it, and the proceeds will go to nedava. Rabbi Lazar Omer Yikrav. Rabbi Eliezer says, no! Even if you find out you didn't do the Aveira, bring it. Shemeno Baal Chet Zeh, Hario Baal Chet Acher. Mistama, we did some other Aveira anyway. So, it's good enough. Imisha Nishcha no delo, but if after Shchita we find out that I did not do the Aveira, then Yishafech Adam, then the blood has to be poured out, then it's a carbon that was Ba Shalo Al Chet. Right? It was not needed. Basa Yetz the Basa Sreifa, and the Basar has to be burned in the base of Srefa. Rashi, Diyav Agav, the Chulin Shnishchutu Bazara Bikfura Ba'alma, even though we learned at the end of Temura that Chulin Shnishchutu Bazara just has to be buried, not burned. So isn't this a Chulin? Isn't this Chulin Shnishchutu Bazara? Hai Besrefa Davi Kizavach Pasol. But this wasn't Stam Chulin. This was a carbon up until today. It's just that we found out today that it's Lomafreya not, but it's good enough to be called a Zevach Pasol, and therefore it's subject to burning. Nizrak Hadam, but what if you didn't find out that you didn't do the sin until after Zrikas Hadam, so then, Yei Achel. So then, the Basar can be eaten, because the entire Avoda was done properly. And therefore, now you found out, but Yei Achel, the meat can be eaten. Rabbi Yossi Omer, even a bigger Chiddush, Afilo Adam Bakos. Even if you didn't do the Zrika yet, Yizarek v'abasar yachel. Why? Because kolomi lizrok hazarek dami, and therefore it's ki'ilu, the blood was already sprinkled, and you could even eat the meat. And now the Mishnah says, there are, according to Rashi, there are three more lines, and each one is going back on line one here. Asham vada enokein. Asham vada is not like an Asham tali. Why? In the following way. Im ad shalo nishchat, if you find out that you didn't do the aveira before, so then yesiv yirbe eder. Then fine. It's chulin. Misha nishchat arizei yikaver. So we'll talk about why buried and not burnt. Nizrak Adam, about to use the base of Srefa, but even after Zrikas Adam, you have to burn it. Because it was an Asham Vada that didn't come for anything. Sharha Niskal ain't okay. Rashi says this is also going back on line 1. Sharha Niskal is not like an Asham Tali. Imad Ad Shalom Niskal Yesev Yerba Eder. Fine. If you find out that the Sharha Niskal is not Chayiv, so then, it could go become Chulin before the Skila. Misha Niskal Mutter Ba'ana. Once Niskal, then it is Mutter B'hana. It's, and as Rashi explains here, it's not like an Asham Tali. Dehacha lo pligi Rabban ki yemnoda de lo harag. Yitzav yira be'eda. The Rabbanan only argue on the earlier part, but not afterwards. Egla Rufain. Okay, now Garuf is also different. Again, Rashi, then Asham Tali. Im achalo, achalo nerfa teitzav yira be'eda. If you catch it before the Arifa is done, so then it can go and be chulin, misha nerfa, tikaver bimkoma. But after the Arifa, you find out who the real murderer was, you have to bury it. Shall safik batri mitchila. You don't say, oh, now it's mutter. No, because it came mishum safik to start. Kipra sveik of halchala. Once it did its job, and therefore it's aser bana. That's, by the way, the makar for isra ana of a mace is from Egla Rufa, also learned out by Gzeira Shava. But again, these are the halachas. Maybe we'll talk a little bit beginning next year about these concepts. Sharha Niskal, Egla Rufa, and the related issues. Okay, we'll stop here. And we will continue next time in Perek Hamevi Asham.